I'm just going to open the door and let you share who Sister Gretchen is.
Oh, boy. You know, tall working. Or, you know, Sister Gretchen was really a pioneer in healthcare in the Brazos Valley. She came in 1981 to St. Joseph, and she was famous for telling people she only intended to stay here. It was Texas, and she was unfamiliar with Texas, and she only intended to stay a few years and then on to her next ministry. And there were different plans in store for her. She stayed as CEO of our system for 24 years, and another 7 years on top of that in our foundation. She had a hand in so many of the things that moved us from being a small Catholic hospital to a large region-wide system that had community clinics, that had hospitals in the rural communities where they were needed and greatly supported. She brought programs in like cardiology and a wide variety of programs that we didn't have when she came here, that people weren't sure that could be supported in our community. And she had a way about her when she made her talk to a few people and made her mind up. I think most people would say it would be hard to talk Sister Gretchen out of something that she'd made her mind up that we could do. And she was just had a determination about her. But on the flip side of that, she was a sister. She was kind and compassionate. In her heyday, she probably knew half or more of all of the patients that were in the hospital at any given day and time because she just knew so many people. She knew all the staff and checked on them and really saw this work as mission work, and that's what she instilled in everybody else. You can be around Sister without realizing this wouldn't work. It was a mission, and you were being allowed to share this mission of the Sisters, and that was a great blessing to everybody that worked here and is still a huge part of the organization.
Where did that come from?
It comes from, Sisters' faith, the faith of all the Sisters and the core teaching of that everybody has value, everybody is worth something and deserves, our core values of reverence, service, and stewardship. We were to allow reverence for every individual. We were to serve them in the best way possible, and be good stewardship with our resources, and everyone knew that. Sister was great at sharing that, involving people in that. She was great at building relationships, with not just with physicians but with community leaders. She was at the foundational work and Health for All and in prenatal clinic and a number of other organizations that are vital to the community. She was at the table when they originally got organized and worked on those relationships throughout her life.
How did others serve her?
Serving Sister Gretchen was tough. She was pretty independent as an individual. She did not have a lot of needs. She did not share a lot of those needs with other people. She certainly had health issues throughout the latter part of her career, but she never let them slow her down. She had some hearing issues and certainly vision issues, but that never slowed her down. She worked to learn how to work around her impairments and continue to do the work and continue to get people together and build relationships. So you could serve. The best thing you could do to serve Sister Gretchen was be a part of the ministry and be enthusiastic about it. If you did that, you were serving Sister Gretchen just about as best as you could.
And that had to be an intangible, just as her life was intangibly woven with her own sense of calling.
It absolutely was. Like I said, you when we worked with Sister, you got involved in the work, and it just became a part of you. You knew there were people to serve. One of her many famous quotes is, there's always going to be people out there that need help and need care, and on the flip side, there will always be people that will stand up to care for them. that's how she saw our staff, as those people that were special and had a special calling and were willing to step up and help people that were often at their most vulnerable time and really had needs where we could step in and help them. And I think that's why this ministry was particularly special to her. It's helping people when they really, really needed it.
How did she accept help in her final days?
Sister had moved to the independent living facility that the Sisters of St. Francis operate in Ohio, and had kind of changed her, her role. She was supportive. We occasionally call on her for her to recall and guide on the history of things. She supported the other sisters when she was up there, and even though she had her frailties, she remembered many of the sisters. And, you know, the one thing she always did for us and always let us know is we were always in her prayers. She constantly kept St. Joseph and the patients and the staff and the physicians in her prayers for, you know, guidance and good care. And that so hers became more a service of prayer and support, more spiritual support, in the last few years.
When did she move from Bryan?
Yeah, it was mid-2012 when she left Bryan and went to the Sisters Independent Living Facility.
What sort of memorial service or other arrangements are going to be held here?
So there will be a service at the Mother House in Sylvania, Ohio, where Sister was living, and there we are working on a memorial service here in our community. We're still working on details. We don't have dates and times. So we will certainly share with the community, because we've already heard a large outpouring of people who have asked about some type of service that they could commemorate Sister. There are opportunities. We do have, our St. Joseph Foundation does have a scholarship set up a number of years ago that Sister helped set up in her name. It's a way for people, if they would like to remember her in that fashion. So there will be, continue to be opportunities, and will be a local service that we will share times and date on.
Anything else that I've missed, especially for those of us who did not have the pleasure of interacting with her?
You know, Sister, when I think of Sister, she was small in stature. She was not a large lady, but she has every ounce of energy. You know, she was enthusiastic about projects. She was certainly persuasive, but it was a kindness and meekness that gentle blend of persuasion that was able to get things done. She built a relationship. She knew you heard. She always heard people out and could hear their side, but kept the work moving forward. She was a great individual that this community will benefit, continue to benefit for decades to come in terms of what she built around healthcare services.
Let me have you finish up with what you started to say before I started the recording about how she would take all this attention.
You know, Sister would certainly tolerate and be willing to understand a brief period of melancholy and sadness, but she would not, I absolutely believe she would not want us to spend much time being sad and sorrowful her passing. She would want us to put our energy back into the work of caring for individuals, as she always did. She would want us to move forward and not take a long time or too much time memorializing her or being sad over her, but getting back to the work, because that work is always there, she reminded us.